Volume 1, The Symbolic Code Number 1. The Symbolic Code News Items. Volume 1, July 15, 1934. Number 1, Los Angeles, Calif. In the interest of the SDA denomination, it is certain that all concerned will be glad to know that the first of the series of news items relative to present truth is now being circulated herein. Therefore let us pray to the end, that it will grow with mushroom speed, have the fabric of a palm tree, the grip of an octopus, clear as crystal, and glittering as transparent gold, moving, as the appearance of a flash of lightning, Ezekiel 1:14. Sweet as honey, Ezekiel 3:3, to those who are searching for truth, as for hidden treasure, Matthew 13:44. And as bitter as wormwood, Revelation 8:11, to those who seek to enjoy the pleasures of Egypt for a season. May God bless it that for the abundance of milk it shall give everyone who is left in the land may eat butter and honey, Isaiah 7:22, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good, Isaiah 7:15, for so shall they be a great people and a strong. Saith the prophet, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it. Joel 2:2. News from the East. Elder E.T. Wilson reports from West Union, South Carolina, present truth has enraged the conferencemen, and they are unable to cope with the situation in a fair fight, so they are threatening to close the West Union Church. But because the conferencemen are not thought well of there, they have chosen the local elder and a lay preacher to handle the situation on the coming Sabbath, and this promises a good interesting time. July 3, 1934. The outcome of the West Union Church meeting. We had a good day Sabbath at West Union, where the Bush family lives, and there was a signal victory for the truth at the 11 o'clock hour, for the business to be attended was left in the hands of the lay preacher and the local church elder. The conference had submitted the following proposition to the church: they would send the church a tent to be used for evangelist work in the community, provided the church would vote to bar E.T. Wilson and Dr. Stokes from the pulpit. It was a beautiful sight to see the elder in tears and in broken words say that he could not put such a movement or proposition to the church, stating that he had never investigated the shepherd's rod, and that Elder Wilson and the doctor were his friends and men of God so far as he knew, and that he had never heard them teach anything but the truth. Volume 1, Symbolic Code Number 1, Page 1. All this time the preacher's little wife was weeping, but not with broken heart, but for joy, and the entire church was in tears as well, as the visitors, of whom there were about 13, who are ardent believers in the reformatory message of the shepherd's rod. One of the ladies said that it was an insult to their intelligence to submit such a proposition as that submitted by the conference. It certainly was. July 10, 1934. Signed, E.T. Wilson. A visit to Loma Linda. The following report was submitted by Bro. Houdef upon his return. The studies in Loma Linda were well attended, and practically no opposition was manifested by those present. At the final meeting of the 10-day series, a call was made that all who were convinced that the message in the shepherd's rod was the message of the hour, and are ready to openly take their stand on the side of present truth by taking an active part in its proclamation through personal visits, hand out invitations to the meetings, and give their fullest financial as well as physical support for the same, to stand up. About 3/4 of the attendants stood up. The remaining 1/4 requested time to study a little longer. Among them were two ministers, one an SDA, the other a former Baptist. This consecration meeting was followed by organizing the entire company, at which time Elder R.T. Nash, from the Redlands Church, was elected as leader, and S.R. Jesse Trowbridge, secretary. Having digged that hill with the mattock, it was proposed to send forth oxen, and the proposition was carried by an unanimous vote that Bro. M. L. Dieter and Bro. M. J. Bingham should be the ox team to another field. Another interesting experience brought about by the outside opposition was as follows: Bro. M. Elditer, placing on his car a large sign, advertising the meetings, had parked in front of the post office close to the Loma Linda Bank. Bro. Thomas, the president of the bank, lost no time in abruptly commanding Bro. Dieter to move that thing out of there, meaning the advertisement. In response to this drastic order, Bro. Dieter, in his kind manner, plead that he give him a moment of his time, but he quickly retorted, not a word from you. Remove that thing from there. Disregarding the banker's determined command, the sheriff was called, and upon his arrival, before seeing the banker, Bro. Dieter invited him into his missionary car. This wise act on the part of the advertising agent infuriated the president, fearing now that the SDA, sheriff may also become a missionary. He allowed himself to be interrupted in his banking business by coming out three consecutive times in order to persuade the sheriff to drop the conversation and quickly interview him. The officer, having been informed by Bro. Dieter of the reason for the call, replied that the banker could not lawfully carry out his drastic orders, and sure enough, the city official came out from the bank and quietly went away attending to his own business. Having finished his advertising campaign, on his return, showing his determination for a successful siege, Bro. Dieter quoted the words of Volume 1 Symbolic Code Number 1 Page 2. Luther, hitherto I have been playing with the Pope, but now I mean business. News from Colorado. Dr. W.S. Butterbaugh and Bro. W.A. Eckerman have recently taken full charge of the treatment rooms in Denver, Colorado, and their zeal in the message promises that this health center shall become the mother of many such institutions in the proclamation of the third angel's message, in the loud cry. Another interesting item Dr. Butterbaugh writes regarding his acceptance of the additional light on the third angel's message E.W.S. 277. Dear brethren, you may not be surprised to learn that I am on record to be tried for heresy on Thursday evening, July 26th, at 7 p.m. in Cannon City. These orders come from the Sanhedrin of the Colorado Conference, SDA Executive Department. Thus far, only 7 hours of time has been taken to misinterpret the message of the Shepherd's Rod in the pulpit of the Cannon City Church, and I presume I will be given 15 minutes time in which to reply. I hope, and pray, that God may give me grace to defend the truth as it is, and at the same time to uncover error. I leave it to you to pass the word to all concerned. I do not know, but they evidently intend to make me an example of what is to happen to others, and thus the poor blind sheep are to continue to be frightened to not so much as to even think for themselves. You brethren everywhere pray to the end that something will develop so as to make manifest the utter foolishness of and the weakness of the leaders in keeping the truth from the sheep. W.S. Butterbaugh, Bro. And S.R. Warden's trip to Colorado also promises good fruitage of which we may report later. The little company in San Diego is steadily growing. Several new members being recently added. We have a splendid report from S.R. Hendricks from Sheridan, Wyoming, of the work and progress, and the zeal attending the entire company in spreading the light, which we shall later publish along with other news items. It is required that all the leaders in their respective fields should report once a month stating all activities, number of public and private studies, newly interested parties, the number of converts made during the month, books sold, tracts given away, etc. All who desire to see the growth of this paper and the prosperity of the message must make a small contribution for every issue to defray expenses, supplies, and postage. Volume 1 Symbolic Code Number 1 Page 3.